Today's share, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Siman Shin Samech Ches. We're up to Sif Beis. Nitosvu Diorim B'Chatzer. New members and residents join the Chatzer. So before we get started in this Sif, the Mishnah Berurah is going to give a short introduction. So look what he says. Sif Katan Ches. Nitosvu Diorim, etc. Shelo Ayu Beis Hanavas Erev. There are new residents that joined that weren't there when the initial Erev was set up. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, in Abayis Pasuach Shtei Chatzeros. The Abayis is opened up into two different Chatzeros. It's not only opening up into one Chatzer, but into two different yards, two different Chatzeros. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to give an introduction as to what this Sif is talking about. Let's see. Akdim Tzivkat Ntes. Akdim Hakdama Ktsara. I'm going to give now a short Hakdama, a short introduction. And that is, Kaimelon, we hold that Marvin Erev Chatzeros Shalom Yidas. We hold that you can make an Erev Chatzeros without the knowledge of the other participants, or the other residents of the Chatzer. Why? Because it's a chus. And you're allowed to go ahead and do something that's good for someone without him knowing about it, without him being there. Still, if you have a chatzer where the bayis opens up to two different chatzeros, two different yards, then you're not allowed to go ahead and do an Erev for him, without him knowing. Because again, what you're doing in an Erev is you're being the zakeh, you're conveying ownership to him without his knowledge. That's okay, because it's Zachim Adam Shalom B'Fanav. But here, since there are two Chatzeros that the Abayis opens up to, you can't do it without his knowledge. You can't convey ownership to him without his knowledge. Why? Because maybe he does not want at all to be part of that Chatzer, namely to be with Im Anashim Elu. Who says he wants to be with these other people? Maybe he'd rather be with the other Chatzer, but the other, maybe he'd rather join in to the other Chatzer, because it's opening up into two Chatzeros. So the Kamer HaMechaber, and here, in this Sif, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, is going to teach us, the Zeh Din Shayach, this halacha also applies, Gamkein B'nitoiso D'Yorin B'Chatzer. It applies also when new residents move into a Chatzer. Why? Because when new members come in, it's like it's a new Eruv. The Tzarek HaSos Eruv, Dafka B'Yadiyasam. And the Eruv has to be done specifically with their knowledge. Aval Shelo B'Yadiyasam, lo.
But without their knowledge and consent, no. Meaning when new residents come in and their bias is open as well to other chatzeros. Now even though this chatzer had an Eruv, with respect to these new residents, it's viewed as a new Eruv. It's going to need their haskama. It's going to need their agreement. Now you might ask, why do they need to be added? If the Eruv was initially made with a condition at the initial outset that all new members that join up should be part of this Eruv, if all new residents that come in, right? Because that's what we say. We say in the Eruv at the outset when they're being the Zakeh and they're conveying ownership to all the Bnei Chatzer, so we say, L'chol Misha Yitoisef Me'ayom V'Hala. We say, whoever is added from now on. So the Mefarshim explained, Beis Yosef explained, that we're talking that there's a reason why you have to now add and be mezakeh those that are now coming in is specifically when they're now, like we saw before, like in the Psef Aleph, specifically where there is less than the initial shear of the pas. Because the halacha is, as we said, that for all the current residents, if the pas, if the bread, if the loaf that was used for the Erev is now under the shear, is under the amount that's necessary for the Erev is still good for the future Shabbosos as long as somewhat of the Erev is around. But for the new members, they have to add, and you have to be either add and be mezakeh him in the Erev, or he has to go ahead and join up. Now, so the question is, does this new resident have to know about the fact that he's joining up? Number one is, does he have to know if you're taking bread from him and using it from his own bread? And number two, do you have to even inform him if you're being mezakeh him, okay, and conveying ownership to him? So that's what this Mishnah Berurah is explaining, and it's really, he's explaining the Shulchan Aruch that we're about to do inside. And that's what he means when he says, okay, v'afilu ima arev atzam mishalo. He's saying here that when you're dealing with a situation where the new resident is moving in and he has an option to use a different chatzer, so once again, he has to be made to know that he is being utilized and he is joining up for this particular chatzer's Erev, And he says that even if you're going to convey ownership to him, I mean, even if you do not use his bread, this opinion says, this is the Magen Avraham, that he has to know and consent the new resident. Yesh Mekilin, and then he goes on the Mishnah Berurah, there are those that are Mekil, that it all depends on whether you're using his bread or whether you're being Zakehim al Yedei Acherim, whether you're using your own bread and just having him join up. Yesh Mekilin, Sheyachol La'arei Mishalo, B'chol Ba'ni. There are those that are Mekil and say, listen, you could go ahead and have this resident be part of your Eruv, this new resident, if you use your own bread and your Mezakehim and can be ownership to him on that, you know, extra bread that's necessary to get up to the shear. And he says, but Da'od, and you should know as well, he says, he says, you should know that we paskin that you can do an Eruv Chatzeros Shalobi Das. And that, even though we paskin that way, Gamkein Yesh Deos Beinat Poskin. There are different opinions in the poskim that regarding the issue of being ma'arev erev chatzeros to other people without his knowledge. Yesh poskim esavi d'dafka in ma'arev yishalot. But poskim that actually say that only if you're mezakeh him al yedei acherim from your own bread, only if you're conveying ownership to the other residents with your own bread, do we say that ma'arev erev chatzeros shalot das. Again, I'm talking about in a regular situation where there's only one chatzer that this bias is going into. Even in that situation, there are poskim, we had this earlier in Shin Samach Zayin, there are poskim that say you could only do that, the Bnei Chatzer could only go ahead and add him. If the Bnei Chatzer is being mezakeh to him, al yedei acherim, from their own bread, and they're not taking his bread. The Yesh poskim, the Sarei D'yuchal Arev, and remember from yesterday's shir in Shin Samach Zayin, there are poskim that hold that you could actually, the Bnei Chatzer could actually go ahead and make an Eruv, afidu mishalhem, even from their own bread, without their das, because the Mestama, Mesratzim was there, because Mestama, they would agree, v'ayim v'mashik asav l'hel, b'simin shin samo zayid, be'er halacha, he says, see what we saw there, we said in shin samo zayid, in the be'er halacha. Because there, the be'er halacha, if you remember, paskin up, that like the day that holds, that if the Bnei Bayis are regilin, the people of the home normally would go ahead and be ma'arev with this chatzer, and if not, and if they wouldn't, it would aser the bnei chatzer because it's the only bias that goes into the chatzer. Then the bnei chatzer can take the bread. That's what we saw back there for the eruv. Take from their bread for the eruv without their knowledge, and the mistama, okay, they would agree to the eruv. Same way they were agreeing up until now. But again, we're not talking about that now. Now we're talking about when new people join up, there is the option to go ahead and use a different chatzer because their bias is patuach, is opening up to two chatzeros. So you don't know for sure that they want to be part of it. And the shear and the amount of the Erev has gone down below the shear. So here the halacha is that you cannot go ahead without their knowledge and consent. They have to know about it. They have to agree to it. You can't just assume that they're going to want to be part of it. And one opinion holds this is true even if you're being mezakeh al yedei acherim. And others say no, that if you're being mezakeh al yedei acherim, there you could include him in it because Mestama, he'd want to be part of it if he doesn't have to give up anything from his own stuff. So now, interestingly, we basically covered what in this introduction of the Mishnah Berurah, what Siv Beis is saying, because it says Nitos with the Yorim Bechatzer, if new residents join the Chatzer, then Ima Bayis Pasuach L'Shtei Chatzeros, if the Bayis happens to open up to two Chatzeros, then you have to go ahead and tell them if you are having them participate, meaning if you need them because the Shir, and you want them to be part of your Chatzer, and you want to add them to it, you have to go ahead and tell them. And they should lay in on Rotzik L'Arav and Melech, because maybe they did not want to go ahead and join up and be part of the Eruv of this Chatzer, because they have the option to be and use the other Chatzer, because they have two entrances and exits. So for this inclusion of them in the Eruv, they have to be told, in order for them to be an effective Eruv, in order for you to be allowed to go ahead and take bread from them for it. But as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, there's a shaila as to whether or not you could even do it without using the bread will be effective, because in this situation it could be that it's not necessarily a zechus for them to be part of it. Ayin Sham again, the Mishnah Berurah. We now continue on in Sif Gimel. Kamahu Shir Ha'erev B'tchilasei. So how much is the Shir of Erev? What do you need to have a good kosher Erev from the start? What do you have to have there? So he says, B'zman Shem Shmona Asaro Pachos. If there are 18, and the Machlokes, most hold, I'm talking about 18 batim, not people. 18 batim, although there are some that say they talk about 18 people. But when we talk about 18 batim in the chatzer, 18 houses in the chatzer, o pachos or less, then shiro kikrogeres lekolecha. Then the shear is the equivalent of a grogeres for each person. Grogeres is normally the shear and the amount that a person is over for hotzah, for carrying, and therefore they use that as the shear here for erev chatzeres as well. So that would be then a grogeres for per person. So if you have 17, per household. If you have 17 households, you have to be 17 times a grogeres, 16 times a grogeres, up until 18. And after that, in Hen Yosef Mishmon Yosef, if you have more than 18 homes in the Chatzer, Afilu Hen Elef O Yosef, even if it is more than 1,000, Shiro Mazon Shtei Sudos, then the most you need is the amount of 2 meals, Shehem, which happens to be the equivalent of Shmon Yosef Gogeres, meaning Shmon Yosef Gogeres is the amount for 18 households, and above Shehem Keshisha Beitzim, which is the equivalent of 6 Beitzim. 2 sudos is the equivalent of 6 Beitzim. V'yeshomim Shehem Keshmona Beitzim. And some say it is the equivalent of 8 Beitzim. Mishnah Brura, Sifkaton Yud, Emim Yoiser. And if there are more than 18 households, again, I just want to emphasize, I'm saying 18 households, but there's a Kafa Chaim who says it's 18 people. Most holds 18 households, even if there are 20 people in each household. So, but if it's more than, for sure, if it's more than 18 households, you still don't have to have anything more than Shmona Esrei Grogeres, Shtei Sudos, Sif Katan Yud. So, Lomar, the Shir Shmona Esrei Grogeres, Hu Shir HaYoyser HaGadol, meaning the Shir, the amount of 18 Grogeres, that is the largest amount, Shehu Shir Shtei Sudos, that's the greatest Shir that you need, which is 2 Sudos. Uvashir HaZed, Dayafilu Ve'elef, this Shir is good even for 1,000 households. When he says the shear is 2 sudos, all he needs to say is the shear is also shtei sudos, which is again the equivalent of 18 grogros. Sifkat and Yudalef, Shehim Keshisha Beitzin, it's like 6 Beitzin, Hainu Bikli Pasim, with their Klipa. Sifkat and Beitzin, Om Shehim Keshmona Beitzin, Ulechachila, Nachal and Hokain, Chachili should follow this opinion that it's like Shmona Beitzin, Uvi Dieved, Dai Beshisha Beitzin, Dieved, it's enough ke shisha beitzin, 6 beitzin. Now, just to give you a basic feel of what we're talking about in terms of grams and things like that. So, as you know, there's a famous machlokas in Shiurim between Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish. And Rav Chazon Ish, obviously, as you know, is the greater shear. It impacts halachas in terms of what a revius is and what all these Shiurim are. When it comes to the Revius on the Kosos on Pesach and the Shir and Matzah and all this. But again, we have a Machlokas also by Grogeros. So, from Chaim Noah, 1 Grogeros is about 19 gram, and according to the Chazon Ish, it's about 33 gram. And in terms of when you're talking about 6 Beitzim, when you're talking about 2 Sudos being the equivalent of 6 Beitzim, when you're gauging it by the Beitzim, so then you have Chaim Noah, who says 6 beitzim is about 240 gram, and the Chazon Ish says it's about 600 gram. And if you say that we're talking about 8 beitzim, so then Rav Chaim Noah Shita is more like 320 gram, as opposed to the Chazon Ish, which would be 800 gram, a significant difference. And so you have here that if you're going to be machmir for the 8 beitzim, and you're going to be machmir for the Chazon Ish, it has to be the equivalent of 800 gram. That's how big your, let's say, matzahs and things like that should be in order to be machmir for both the 8 beitzim and that of the Chazon Ish. We're up to Sif Dalid, Nismayit Mishiyuro. So now we're coming to the case, if you remember, we discussed yesterday what happens if you have less than a shear before Shabbos arrives. Now, what happens if it becomes less than a shear after Shabbos has already come in. So after the first Shabbos that you made this Erev for, it's less than a shir. Nishtayabar afil kosher, when you have even just a little bit left, kosher, it's going to be good after Shar Shabbosos, even for the future Shabbosos. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yibimel, Mishiyuro, meaning it's less than a grogeros l'kol echad, or shtei sudos l'ruben, less than a grogeros for everyone up until 18 people, more than 18 households, and or the maximum shir of two sudos for when you have more than 18. So let's say you have a chatzer of 20 households, 25 households, and now have less than two sudos. So what's the halacha if it happens on Shabbos that now it's spoiled or something happened to the Erev, someone ate it? So look what he says. Acha shenichnas, the ilu, talking about after the Shabbos arrived. The ilu is my kodem shekidish level yom. Now you're just referring back to what we saw yesterday, what we discussed yesterday. If it became less than a shear before Shabbos arrived, have a like a tchilas Erev. This is like the beginning of the Erev, even though it was already placed for Erev, it was already established for Erev, but the bottom line is Shabbos has not yet arrived. We could lay the Reish Siman, like we saw at the beginning of the Siman, that there is a totally different halacha. Then you have to be Nesakein, the Erev, all the details of that is in Sif Aleph and Chazi yesterday's Shir. But in terms of this halacha, so the Shulchan Aruch says, when we're talking about, when it comes to it being less than the shear, it became less than the shear on Shabbos already, it's going to be good. As long as there's something around, it's going to be good even for the future Shabbos. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Tetzvav, Kasher, Lo Tzricha, Shear, Ela, Bechila. Because you only require this shear at the beginning of Shabbos, when Shabbos arrives. Ubein Be'er Chatzeros, Ubein Be'Shitufei Mavos, whether we're talking about Be'er Chatzeros or Shitufei Mavos, there is no chilek in this. Sifkat and Tetzayin, Ach, the Shar, it's going to be good even for the other Shabbosos. So he says, Heal the Shabbos, Zeh, for this Shabbos itself, Kasher Afil Lonish Dayer, Klal. For the Shabbos itself, once Shabbos arrives, for that Shabbos, even if none of the Erev is left, even if the whole thing spoils, whole thing got ate up, it's okay for that Shabbos. You don't need any of the Erev left. Kevin Shai Erev, Kayim Benesh Mashos, as long as the Erev was there for the whole Benesh Mashos. Then he goes, Ayin Lagin Avram, because the Din of Nishtai Kasher, this Din of the Shulchan Aruch here, that if a little bit is left over, it's good, even for the future Shabbosos. He says, "Who rock bezman hashas?" The Magen Avraham has a sheet that this is only good bezman hashas. Why? Because in those days we used to do both the shitufei mavos and the erev chatzeros, and you had one just in case something happened to the shitufei mavos. You used to also have the erev chatzeros. Nowadays we don't do it. You know, we do it all together, one big shituf and erev biyachad. Like we'll see coming up, kevavur in Siman Shin Pei Zayin. There. We see that what we do is we have one pas achas that's going to be for the shituf and for the erev chatzeros, because we hold that yisaimchen on shituf b'makom erev, because we hold that shituf mavos also works to be matir the chatzeros. So, but that's what we do today. So he says then it would be possible according to the Magen Avraham possible the Shabbos shniya yemein bo shir erev. Then there's going to be a problem if there isn't the shir of the Erev. If it gets less than the shear, Magen Avraham holds that nowadays when we only do one shituf / Erev for the whole community, it's not going to work. What's the reason for this? What's the basis? He says, I need a beralacha. But again, he says, yesh, sheyesh cholki b'zeh. There are others that are cholik and hold it even b'zman hazeh. Again, as long as you have somewhat of the shear left over, even a kol shehu, it's going to be good even b'zman hazeh. Those that are cholik. Nowadays, you shouldn't rely on this, and what you should do is you should make sure to always have the shear for the future Shabbosos. Sifkat and Yitzayin, Shabbosos, after Shah Shabbosos, even the future Shabbosos. You have to come in the Elbasim and Shin Samach Vav Siv Vav, even though we heard earlier in Shin Samach Vav Siv Vav, Shein and Arvin Beprusa, that we don't go ahead and do the Erev of the Prusa. Hainu Keshahaisa Prusa Beshasha Nichol Hashem Erev. That is, when we had a Prusa, at the time when it was placed for the Erev. But here we're talking about when it became a piece, meaning let's say some of the loaf got spoiled, and now it's just a piece. It's going to be okay, because once it's already Shabbos, then the Erev was already placed, and once it's placed, we're not makbid on it being a loaf as opposed to a piece. again, if you remember, you know, the Shaar HaTzion points out that what's the reason? Again, if it's nifas achakach, last lambas the Shaar HaTzion points out because the whole reason ein ma'arvin the prusa, we don't do the eiva with the prusa, was that there shouldn't be any eiva and machlokes. Some will say I gave a shlema and you gave a prusa, and therefore this reason is not shayach except at the time when they actually placed the eiv, and not when it became a piece later on after the eiv was already donated and placed. He says, however, back to the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom yesh machmirin kishenifrasa koydem beyashmashos. There are those that are machmir if it actually became a piece after it was placed, but it was still before beyashmashos. Then kaven sheyesh shahosa dayin laniach kikar achar shalem. Since there is enough time to go ahead and put a full loaf, then that should be done. Sif hey, in this afesh pas ha'eruv benifsal milechol. If the pas of the eruv got spoiled and now it can't be eaten, hareyu kavo shekala v'gamri, that's the equivalent of it, the whole eruv being ruined and going bye-bye, and therefore tzarech la'arev mechadash, you have to go ahead and do the eruv again. Sif katan itches, in this afesh, hu adid kishit liya b'toloyim k'tanim. Same thing would be with if it got worms in it, shekor and milbin, it became wormy. And it can no longer be eaten. We're talking about when the whole thing gets totally spoiled, and now it's kala lagamrei. So then, as we said, you're going to have to do a whole new eruv, michadash, from the start. And this, as we said, is talking about, as we said, in the previous sif and yesterday, that once again, if it's the Shabbos, for that Shabbos itself, it's still good. We're talking about for the future Shabbosos. For the future Shabbosos, once it's kol legamrei, then you need to do a new Erev. So he says, v'mra davez ev Shabbos, what happens if you see on Shabbos that it's totally spoiled? Any day alo matag Shabbos, you don't know when it happened. In kodim Shabbos, over Shabbos, did it happen before Shabbos, or on Shabbos itself? He says, it could be talina lekula, it could be mekel. Ramina and say, the of the safesh, you can say that it just spoiled right before. And it was still something that was edible. Like we'll see coming up in Shin Sadi Dalid. There we're going to see that a person puts an Erev and afterwards it gets burnt or eaten, and it's a suffix when it got eaten or burnt. Okay. And therefore the question whether the Erev was Chal or it was never Chal, we make it because there's a cheskas kashrus in the Erev when you've made it a kasher Erev, and we say it remained kasher until we know that it's not kasher. So to hear, that's what he means. There's a cheskas kashrus in the Erev, he says, weiter. We continue now in the Ramah. Therefore, the minhag is to make the Erev from matzah, because it doesn't spoil so easily and quickly. But oh, not only that, also you can keep it around during Pesach, and you can keep it for the whole year. Is that Tov Yoser? And this is better than going ahead and making an Erev Kol Shabbos for Shabbos. This way, you don't forget to do an Erev. Me, however, in writing Erev Kol Erev Shabbos, if you want to go ahead and do an Erev every Erev Shabbos, Lechol Erev Kol Shabbos, and eat that Erev every Shabbos, how it should be, Yodam, you can do that. May in the comments, see in Shin Tzadi Dalad. He says, and see, we'll see more about this in Shin Tzadi Dalad. Sif Katan Chaf Aleph Toiv Yoser. He says it's better to go ahead and rely on the matzahs for the whole year and keep this Erev for the whole year, and it's not going to spoil, and you don't have to then worry every week to make an Erev. So it comes to Mr. Brewer, and he says, V'achronim kasu. V'achronim write, the Yoser Toiv La'arev, Kol Shabbos, Kol Erev Shabbos. He says, it's better to go, these Achronim say, it's better to make an Erev every Shabbos than to rely on it for the whole year. Why? Even though there's a chashash that maybe you're going to forget, why is it better? Ki rov pamim matzah shel Erev miskalkelas. The Achronim say that, you know, even the matzah of the Erev often gets ruined, umisapeshas, and spoiled, me'orav smal from a long time. V'gam motzi lipol bo t'olayim, and it gets wormy, shekor milbin, which is called milbin, from oref azman, from a long time, and therefore it's not roi lachila, v'rei yikamosh akos l'gamri, and it's like we don't have the Erev anymore, because no one will help. So therefore he says, arot alasos altar yoyser, so the best thing to do, he says, is yerav mi shalo, v'chol Erev Shabbos. What you can do is, you have the one Erev that's done by the community for the whole year, And you should go ahead yourself and make your own Erev, every Erev Shabbos. You want to really go ahead and be, super medakdek here. So this is what you should do. And go ahead and do an Erev for the whole kehila, the whole community, from your own loaf, al yidei acher, and be mezakeh and convey ownership. Again, you have to do it via another person. Whenever you bring mezakeh, whenever you convey ownership, it has to be done al yidei acher, if you remember. And therefore we don't have to worry if something happens to the Erev that's in the shul. But still, lo yivarech al shalom, you don't go ahead and make a bracha on your own. Kevin sheyesh Erev, it's a knesset, it's an Erev, it's a knesset, b'shem hu kasher, and maybe it's kasher. But brachos, in the end, if something does happen to the one in the shul, you can still rely on yours, because the brachos ain't miyakvos, the bracha is not miyakev, the Erev. Now, you'll see that we don't do this today. So, pashas, we don't do this today, because, we're not so worried about the spoilage of the matzahs. I guess in those days it was much more of a concern. But again, you don't see today that people go ahead, at least the average person, even the average Talmid Chacham, doesn't go ahead and make an Erev in his own house every Shabbos for the whole community. Sifkat and Chav Beis, the Lechol Erev Kol Shabbos, the Ramah said if a person wants, he can go ahead and he's allowed to eat the Erev up every Shabbos. Mishum, and he says, not only that, it's a nice thing. Mishum to hold, once you're doing one mitzvah, namely the mitzvah of Erev Chatzeres, go do another mitzvah with it, namely the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, like we'll see coming up again in Siman Shin Sabi Dalet. We'll see there the Ramah as well, that if you're going to use it, you should use the pasah of the Erev in the Suda of Shachris, and the Taz writes, you should do it in the Suda Shlishis. Okay, now just a little addition here. So the Ramah's comment that using matzah is advantageous because it can be used even on Pesach actually generates questions that relate to making an Erev from food that one of the residents considers usser. For example, is it acceptable to make an Erev from machine-made matzahs when one of the residents maintains that such matzahs are usser to eat? So the Ketzos HaShulchan, Simon Kufhei, Sif Katan Chaf, he writes, that such matzahs may not be used when some of the residents do not eat them, since as far as those residents are concerned, it is detrimental to their interests. He said it's chov hu lachem, rather than beneficial to them, it's not a zechus hu lachem. A similar question is raised regarding the use of bread that is chadash for those who do not eat chadash even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Pei Vav, Sifkat and Mem Zayin, there we're going to see, he writes, that one who avoids chadash as a chumrah can rely on chadash bread as his Erev or Shituf, but those who maintain that it is actually Aser cannot use it for his Erev or Shituf. The Tshuvos Dovev Meisharim writes that even when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, the Erev can be made from matzah, although adults may not eat matzah, since children who do not understand the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim may eat matzah, it is considered a valid Erev. Ad Kan.